So they've indicted Trump, and they did it. They went for it. I'm in awe at the history that is unfolding right now. But I'm also of the opinion, and this is what I'm going to explain here, that this is all part of God's plan, and that the indictment of Trump is going to play into victory for America. And I'd like to explain exactly why. Now, first of all, on the surface, and I apologize in advance if I use profanity in this podcast, it is very likely, as I'm describing, the radical left-wing Marxists and communists who are carrying this out. So on the surface, number one, this sends a powerful message to anybody awake enough to pay attention that these communist asshole bastards on the left, they are the most evil people imaginable, that they are lawless, that they're desperate, and that there's nothing they won't do to try to maintain power. And what they're doing right now in an attempt to indict Trump is not an expression of how much power they have. It is an expression of how desperate they've become because their power is slipping away. And it is now abundantly obvious to all of us that the only way for America to survive and proceed as a nation, as a civilization, and again, pardon my language here, but I warned you, the only way for us to survive is to remove these motherfuckers from power and never let them have power again. Never let a Democrat with this kind of authoritarian, tyrannical nature, never let one of these people ever have power again. Never vote for them. Not that you did in the first place. Almost nobody did. They rigged the elections. But we have got to hold these people accountable. We've got to halt the election rigging. We've got to halt the campaign finance fraud and understand that what Democrats offer us is incompatible. It is irreconcilable with the sustainability, the survivability of the United States of America. And that is crystal clear from this decision. And so I want to thank Alvin Bragg for sending out the final bat signal that will wake up anybody else who could possibly be awakened. Alvin Bragg just announced to the world that the Democrats are total scum, lawless, criminal sons of who have no place in America, period. And I hope that people like Alvin Bragg are themselves prosecuted once we restore this constitutional republic, which we'll talk about here in a second. So that's on the surface. This indictment of Trump, when they would never indict Bill Clinton, even the Clinton body count. How many people are dead because they had dirt on Bill Clinton? Oh yeah, in Arkansas, the MENA airport, the cocaine smuggling, all the women that Bill Clinton raped and then paid off. Oh, no prosecutions ever of him. Never. No prosecutions of the Biden crime family either. With all the money laundering, with all the child trafficking in China, with all the cocaine, with all the kickbacks and bribes out of Ukraine to Hunter and, you know, 10% for the big daddy or whatever, the big guy. No indictments of that, are there? Huh? Hillary Clinton, destruction of evidence under subpoena. No indictments of Hillary. The Democrats get away with every crime imaginable. And yet, then Republican presidents or Republican Supreme Court nominees get raked over the coals for things that aren't even true, just made up bullshit. And that's exactly what's happening here. Nobody in America cares if Trump had sex with Stormy or any other women. We are so far past that. Nobody cares. What people care about is getting their country back from these radical left-wing Marxist authoritarian criminals who are destroying everything by the day. That's what people care about. So let me explain what happens next in this process. But I wanted to cover the surface of this. All right. Secondly, how is this God's plan? Because Trump, he's about to be put through a trial by fire. Trump is following the hero's journey. And in the hero's journey, there is always a an obstacle, a trial by fire that you think will lead to the destruction of the hero. Now, by the way, I don't know for sure if Trump's going to be the hero or not. If he destroys himself in this trial by fire, then he's done. It's over. But on the hero's journey, the would-be hero overcomes the trial by fire, and in doing so is transformed internally. There is a personal transformation that takes place to where that person rises to become a better person, a person that exhibits new moral code that is necessary to truly be a hero. New moral codes such as selflessness, not selfishness. Now, Trump has been a very egocentric person. Trump has been in his life, in his demeanor, he has been selfish. He has been narcissistic. He has been egotistical. It's been about Trump. And if Trump is truly going to be a leader, that needs to change. Trump needs to be about we the people. And frankly, I believe that Trump needs to experience what the people who supported Trump have been put through. And that includes people being jailed from January 6th, a day which, of course, it was the whole, quote, insurrection was run by the feds. We now know that. But Trump invited people to January 6th. He told everybody, you know, come on down. It's going to be historic. It's going to be amazing. Something amazing is going to happen. Something miraculous. You know, you saw the videos. You remember this. You know, they said, the best is yet to come. Remember that? Remember all the promises? Super secret stuff was going to happen. He had people in place in military intelligence and homeland security and all, a bunch of other positions. You know, the plan. And then on January 6th, Trump appeared to just abandon his supporters. He walked away. And his people got arrested and thrown in jail. And Trump didn't say much about that at first. I mean, he came to their defense later, but during the time he had power, he didn't use it. He didn't declare the Insurrection Act against, frankly, a treasonous coup against America that was taking place because of the election rigging. Trump didn't order the military to seize the ballots and do a recount in the name of democracy or, frankly, the Constitutional Republic. There are so many things Trump could have done and he did not do. Why? Perhaps because he wanted to save his own skin. But in doing so, a lot of other people suffered. And it wasn't just January 6th. A lot of people suffered long before that. People like myself and those of us in the alternative media who came out in support of Trump. And guess what? That got you banned. That got you smeared. It got you blacklisted. It got you demonetized and deplatformed. The censorship that began in 2016 and really ramped up in 2017, Trump was tone deaf to this censorship for years. He didn't think anybody was being censored, and he didn't act on it. He didn't even talk about it. Why? Because he wasn't censored, you know? He still had his Twitter account. He was still on Facebook or whatever. People's lives were being destroyed because they supported Trump, and Trump didn't see them. He wasn't really in touch with the people because Trump himself hadn't suffered like his supporters had suffered. And you see, I think this is all part of God's plan. Trump must now suffer, and he must go through this trial by fire, and he must either be transformed and emerge as a new person with new humility, with a new moral compass that is not focused on himself, but rather focused on the American people. And only through this trial by fire can Trump lead America to a great new awakening, a new era, and finally, cleaning out the damn swamp. Because in his first administration, Trump could have fired Fauci. He didn't. He could have fired all the FBI people. I think he eventually fired Comey, didn't he? But wasn't Christopher Wray in under Trump? I'll have to check the timeline on that. But Trump allowed swamp creatures to run everything around him, even his own White House. I mean, don't even get me started about Jeff Sessions as the AG. and then Bill Barr as the AG. Trump kept choosing swamp creatures again and again and again. And we were screaming at the periphery of this, Trump, for God's sake, man. You're getting rhinos and swamp creatures in there. Stop surrounding yourself with traitors. And he was tone deaf to that because Trump foolishly believed, he was gullible, he believed that the system would work for him. He believed in the system. He thought that we still had a functioning constitutional republic. We do not, and we have not for years. And Trump was blind to that. He was blind, but now perhaps he will see, because now he's been indicted. Now he's going to be dragged through the fire. He may go to jail. And I think that's precisely what he needs to experience to emerge as a transformed man. I do. I want to see Trump undergo a personal transformation. I want to see Trump drop this whole thing of supporting Pfizer and pharma and Operation Warp Speed and vaccines. You know, stop pretending that these corporations give a crap about America, because they do not. They are evil. They are genocidal. Trump must reject the entire broken, corrupt system. And he must come to realize that the only people who give a damn about him are we the people. Not the corporations, not the institutions, not the media. Trump's always trying to please the media. Stop trying to please the media. The media are the enemy of these United States of America. Stop trying to please the media and start working for the people, damn it. And I think this is God's plan. Now, whether Trump makes it through this trial by fire is anyone's guess. He may be destroyed by it. He may not undergo the transformation that is necessary, possibly. He might become just a bitter, destroyed person. I don't know. Or he may discover a whole new kind of inner strength and inner spiritual awakening, whatever is necessary. Maybe God touches him in his prison cell and speaks to him. And maybe in that moment, Trump realizes, oh, it's not about me, is it? It's about America. It's about the people. Maybe Trump needs a prison cell to get the final lesson before he can become the hero on the journey of restoring America. So I want to encourage all of you listening to this. Number one, don't panic. Don't flip out. Do not engage in violence. Do not even engage in public protests for two reasons. Number one, it's another J6 trap. Don't go into the streets and protest. And number two, right now, Trump doesn't deserve a protest. He doesn't. He doesn't deserve it. What has Trump actually done for we the people? He mostly ignored we the people for 4 years. He needs to go through this. Trump needs to understand what it means to be persecuted, to be imprisoned, to be denied his freedom. And only when he emerges from that does he deserve our support, in my opinion. Now, along with this, understand that, see, the persecution of Trump needs to be witnessed by the people who are on the fence. They need to see how crazy and insane the radical leftists have become in this country. They need to see the way a former president is treated, abused, prosecuted, and persecuted. They need to see that. So Trump is actually going to play a bit of a role, and I apologize for making this comparison, and I don't mean to say that he is Christ, but I'm saying that he is following in the footsteps of a Christ-like persecution. In other words, to say that the world needs to see Trump nailed to the cross. And Trump needs to be willing to take it. Trump needs to be willing to metaphorically bleed for the country, to prove that he is willing to sacrifice his life, his soul, his everything, his wealth, his everything for America. If Trump isn't willing to be nailed to the cross, then he doesn't deserve our support. because these are end times here, folks. We're talking about the survival or the destruction of this republic. And anybody who isn't willing to bear that cross and to wear that crown of thorns and to bleed for the American people doesn't deserve our support, period. We are now entering the time of the Great Awakening, the Great Realization. It's coming to people. Even in the post-COVID era, the lies about the vaccines are becoming more apparent with each passing day. The lies about the solvency of the banking system and the currency. The lies about Ukraine and Russia. The lies about the Biden administration. The lies about inflation. Lie after lie after lie. We live in an empire of lies. And the defeat of this empire of lies is going to take a man of such courage and strength that if he's not willing to bleed for this country, he doesn't have what it takes. He or she, it could be a woman. Whoever it is, they need to be willing to bleed for this country. I'm speaking metaphorically, obviously. You know, to be nailed to the cross and to show that they're willing to be persecuted. They're willing to suffer. Only then can they understand the American people. The plight of the people who supported Trump. The people whose small businesses were destroyed, the people who lost their jobs because they said no to the vaccines that Trump was pushing, the people who rot in jail because they were merely present on January 6th, even they did nothing violent, they had no weapons, and they still got arrested and persecuted, the people who have been silenced and censored, such as myself, deplatformed upon orders from the government itself, from Homeland Security, ordering big tech to silence me by name, along with dozens of other people and websites and organizations named to be blacklisted. Until Trump understands that, he is not qualified to lead this nation. And you see, by the way, in their desperation, the leftists are focusing so much attention on Trump. This will boomerang against them. They are inadvertently making Trump the obvious choice for the GOP nomination. Almost everything that the leftists try to do to destroy America seems to bounce back against them, comes back around, harms them even more. And that's why they're so desperate right now, because they are losing the battle for the hearts and minds of the American people. People who were on the fence 4 years ago are now solidly in the camp of realizing that this government is a terrorist criminal cartel. They rigged the elections. The FBI is a domestic, I don't know, secret police, Nazi organization. You know, Joe Biden isn't even really the president. He's just a puppet that's told what to do, right? On and on. People are realizing this every day, that the CDC lies, the WHO lies, the FDA is just in the pocket of Big Pharma, on and on. The American people are waking up like never before, and they are deciding that something must be done to restore their constitutional republic. Now, I want to reiterate that whatever must be done cannot involve acts of violence or vengeance or anything, anything violent in nature whatsoever. In fact, I don't think you should go out and protest Trump's arrest. You should stay home. Let that man be arrested and go to prison for all the reasons that I've mentioned for a little while so he can be transformed, trial by fire. In the meantime, the left has other plans. They do plan to unleash a domestic terrorism assault, kind of like a cultural revolution in America. They're going to unleash trans terrorists, you know, Day of Vengeance time, huh? They're going to unleash Antifa terrorists. They're going to unleash, I think, like the Purge Day, a day of massive attempted shootings by leftists and trans militants and so on. They're going to just try to gun down everybody they can all in one day. And they will fail to achieve their goals. They will fail because all they will actually do is demonstrate how insane and dangerous they really are. They will fail because, well, Obama and Biden have failed at disarming the American people. They failed. We the people still have our firearms. thanks to all the pro-Second Amendment attorneys and groups like Gun Owners of America and many other groups, too many to mention, who are fighting for our Second Amendment rights right now, including the current pistol brace ban by the ATF, which hopefully will be given a restraining order soon. I'm hoping so, because I'm sitting on a couple of these and kind of wondering how many days I have left to disassemble them if necessary. But in the meantime, we the people, we have our firearms. And we have the right to use these firearms in self-defense if we are being attacked or assaulted or eminently threatened with violence or the possible death from radical left-wing terrorists, as we just saw in Nashville with the trans militant school shooting, where this radical left-wing trans girl went in and shot up and killed six people. I think three staff and three children. It was a trans mass murder against Christians. Well, she just struck early. You see, the Day of Vengeance is supposed to be April 1st, which is coming right up. Tomorrow, turns out. Coming right up. We're going to see not just a Day of Vengeance from the radical left. I think we're going to see a season of vengeance from the radical left. And so I would encourage you to, of course, be vigilant, to legally and lawfully arm yourself, to become proficient in the use of firearms in self-defense, never initiate violence, but be willing to help stop it. Follow your local laws, or if you're not allowed to have a firearm, then move. Get to some place where you are allowed, and be prepared to defend yourself and your community against these radical left-wing, violent lunatic terrorists, because their uprising will fail. It will fail. Their purge will fail. Even if they have one big day of 1,000 mass shootings, they still can't stop the American people with even 1,000 mass shootings. They will just display to the world how insane they are, what criminals they are, what demons they have become. And it's about damn time for them to finally peel their human masks off and show the demon gargoyles that they truly are. Because, you know that's what trans is all about, right? Is Luciferianism, Satanism, child mutilations. And why is it that almost all the trans people are Marxists and communists? They hate God. They hate America. They hate their own bodies. They hate humanity. Many of them, not all of them, but many of them are all about destroying everything in sight. They want to mass murder other human beings. They despise the human form, which is why they mutilate themselves. And this is Satanism. And they will wage war against the American people. And that day is likely coming very soon. We need to be prepared for that day. But that's not the only act of war that is about to be unleashed against us. The other thing that's about to happen is a war on your finances and your assets. As I said yesterday in the broadcast here, bank withdrawals are going to be limited very soon. You will be limited to some amount that you can withdraw each day from your bank, and that's a total drawdown via check or wire transfer or ATM or cash at the bank or anything else. Your total daily drawdown may be limited to something like $10,000 or $20,000. This will be effectively a partial bank freeze. Not a full freeze, but a partial freeze or an economic slowdown where it'll be very difficult for people to conduct business, because what if you need to write a check for over $10,000 or $20,000 because you're involved in construction or anything, or you're buying a car for that matter? What are you supposed to do? Make 10 days of separate payments to your car dealer to pick up a new truck or something, or 5 days or whatever it takes? This is what's coming down. The banks are going to say that you can't get your money, at least not at the pace that you want, because they're already pushing the narrative of blaming the clients, the depositors. It's your fault for wanting your money out. You're hearing this talk already from bank leaders. This is going to be pushed by Yellen and the Treasury. They're going to say, you can't access your money, and if you want your money, you're the problem. It's you people who want your money out. You are the reason the banks are failing. Thus, we're going to stop you from getting your money out. And then by doing that, we're going to save the banks and we're going to save your money. See, your money's safe as long as you just never need it. This is what's coming. Yes, this is coming. And it may be coming in the next few weeks. Maybe coming in the month of April. I've got unconfirmed rumors that this is going to happen in April, but since, again, it's unconfirmed, we don't know. But it's going to happen soon. But again, this plan will also fail, because this will only wake people up to the fact that they can't trust the dollar. They can't trust the banking system. They can't trust the Fed. They can't trust the Treasury. They can't trust the regulators, nor the FDIC. Once again, people will seek alternatives. They will work on ways to move their money outside the system. They will buy and sell and trade in things like crypto or gold and silver or garden seeds. Barter economy will flourish. Or people will use alternative sources, maybe offshore sources for transactions. Maybe even the new BRICS nations system, which will likely have a transaction system backed by commodities like gold, so that you don't lose the value of the currency that you have sitting there, which is what is happening when you have dollars. So by trying to control the banking system and prevent its collapse by insulting every customer and saying, "Oh, you can't have your money," what they're really going to do is crater the banking system, because everybody's going to say, "What do you mean I can't have my money? I'm going to take my money and put it somewhere else, even if you only let me have it a little bit at a time." The total withdrawals over a month will be massive. People will just take their money out every day, day after day, another 20 grand, another 20 grand, and they'll send it somewhere else. Because you see, these fascists in charge of this current government, they never believe in freedom. They don't believe that the people can be trusted with anything. You can't be trusted with your vote. That's why they had to rig the elections. You can't be trusted with your money. That's why they have to limit withdrawals. Oh, yeah. You can't be trusted with your voice. That's why they have to limit speech. You can't be trusted. So they have to control you at every turn. And all that does is convince the American people to move outside the system, to reject the broken financial infrastructure of America, to reject the censorship platforms like Facebook and YouTube, and even Twitter, which has only increased its censorship, by the way, under Elon Musk, and to reject Democrats and their rigged elections, to reject all these things and seek alternatives by taking away freedom from the people, the lunatics, the fascists who think they're in charge, will only lose the consent of the people. That is already happening in spades. They're losing the hearts and minds of the American people. They will soon lose their money. They will lose their support. They will lose everything. And so they, on the left, will become more totalitarian in a desperate bid to try to maintain control, to force you to do what they want you to do. They have to coerce you. They have to threaten you. They have to imprison you. They have to criminally charge you. They have to confiscate money from you. They have to fine you. This is what you are seeing. And this is going to increase exponentially over the coming months. All the way up to, well, the election and a little bit beyond. You know, my prediction has been now for, 6 years and running, that the United States of America, as we know it, ceases to exist by the end of 2025. And I believe we now see how that happens. We may not have a United States of America much longer, because the more insane Washington, D.C. becomes, the more insane the Biden administration, the more insane Merrick Garland as Attorney General, the more insane they become, the more states like Texas start to get serious about, you know, declaring their own national sovereignty, you know, the Republic of Texas. Even right now, we have Ron DeSantis of Florida saying that he will not cooperate with any arrest of President Trump because Trump is a Florida resident. Maybe the future capital of the United States of America would be in Florida, by the way. That's a possibility if the country holds together. But if not, maybe we have a new nation of Florida and some surrounding states as well. Maybe we have a new nation of the greater Texas Republic with, you know, some Oklahoma and who knows, you know, Louisiana. Maybe we have a new nation out west, the rural regions of California, Oregon, and Washington, merging with, I don't know, Idaho and Wyoming. Who knows? But things are rapidly changing, and the Democrats are falling into the trap. The Democrats are, they're playing every card that I think God wants them to play to awaken the American people. The Democrats are showing their true evil. They are child mutilators. They are mass murderers. They are demon creatures disguised as human beings. They are unfit for planet Earth. They are unfit for human civilization. And they show what they are with all of these maneuvers that they are using against us. And the fact that they're doing this against President Trump is just the greatest display of their evil and lawlessness. And it is a necessary step for America to finally, finally, peacefully revolt against this lawless insanity. And that is exactly what must happen. And these are exactly the plays that must take place in this sequence in order for this to happen. This is God's plan at work. So don't panic, don't freak out, don't lose it. Don't take to the streets with anger and frustration and protest, and don't carry out acts of violence or encourage anyone else to do so. Open your Bible, read some scripture. Pray to God for protection because he is in charge. And understand that this is a process of awakening that is necessary to win the hearts and minds of the American people who have been asleep, who have been self-centered or apathetic for far too long. The American people have been asleep at the wheel while they let their schools be overrun by child-mutilating, child-grooming, left-wing lunatic trolls, demons. And it's time to wake up from that slumber and do something about it, something peaceful, but something that counts, something courageous. It's time to take a stand for morality and for the children against the lunatics of the left. If you want to join me in this peaceful fight, because I don't espouse violence, of course, but we are fighting the spiritual war. You want to join me in this, join Brighteon.com or join Brighteon.social. Yeah, we have our own social media network, kind of like Truth Social. In fact, we launched ours years before Truth Social. So it's Brighteon.social if you want to join it. The best discussions online anywhere. It's amazing. Or Brighteon.com, post your own videos. Open your own channels, do your own interviews. No shadow banning, no censorship, except for obviously illegal content like, you know, snuff films and violence or porn, stuff like that. But otherwise, no censorship. You can join for free. You can upload videos. You can share them. Well, it's censored on some platforms like Facebook. You can't share them on Facebook, but we might be able to do something about that coming up soon. We'll see. But use the tools that are out there. Use alt media platforms. Get off YouTube. Get off Facebook and Google. You know, get off these censorship platforms. Get into alt media, alternative video platforms like Rumble and BitChute and Brighteon.com. Check out Brighteon.tv. We've got amazing hosts, live broadcasts, lineup that is just so impressive every day. 7 days a week, Brighteon.tv. We've got BrighteonRadio.com for audio content. That's just mind-blowing. We are winning. They have failed to keep us down. They have failed to destroy us. They tried and they failed. And now they are in their last desperate moment where they're pulling out all the stomps, all the lawlessness, all the tyranny, anything it takes. And this too will fail. And we the people, we will survive this together, and we will have a new leader. Whether that's Trump is up to him, and I don't know if it'll be Trump. Maybe it's someone else, but we will have a new leader to rise up for this nation, and we the people will take this nation back for God, for our children's future, for truth, for real justice. We will take this nation back. And we will prosecute the criminals who carried out crimes of treason against this country. And those criminals are shaking in their boots right now. And that's why they're so desperate, because they know what's coming. And they know that their grip on all of this is slipping. They know they've already lost. Now they're just trying to cause maximum damage as they go down, because they know what's coming. Prosecutions, prison for them, without mercy. The day of reckoning is now upon us. So watch carefully. Stay tuned to alternative media such as Brighteon.com, or read my website, naturalnews.com, for daily news headlines that will keep you posted on all of this. And remember, don't take part in any violence. Respect the rule of law. Pray for divine guidance and expect miracles to occur. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, Brighteon.com and naturalnews.com. God bless America.